This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, everybody. On the week of Christmas, this is Ron Sedgy with our show for this week, and I hope that you are going to enjoy it. We're going to be talking about Christmas with my longtime pal, Tony Orlando. Then a gentleman by the name of Scott Ryan has a book out called Last Days of Letterman, the last 6 weeks of his show. It's very interesting. Mandy Landenfeld will be joining us. Avoid stress during the holidays. She's got the answers. Then next hour, lovely Dina Martin with some Christmas music. We're going to reminisce about memories of Christmas with Cyndi Lauper. And later on, from Saturday Night Live fame, comedian Kevin Nealon and Claudia Lombana will be here. And she says it pays to do last-minute Christmas shopping. I can't believe it. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. My first guest this first hour on the week of Christmas, Tony Orlando.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Christmas in New York. There's no place I'd rather be. It's a teeny land with snow. Ah, the big red apples all aglow. It's a very, very Christmas. Oh, it's a very special Christmas. Because Christmas, it's Christmas.
I love it. It can't be Christmas around here unless we have our next guest with us. Joining us right now with Ron Sedgy today, all across the USA and around the world, is my pal of many, many years. And as I said, it's just not Christmas without Tony Orlando. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ron Sedgy, my friend. I'm going to tell you something. I look forward to these radio shows with you because every time we've done one, you and I call each other afterward and have one big laugh over the call, talk we've had. I think we enjoy it more than the listeners, for goodness sake. I can tell you this. I love you. I love your family. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and everybody who's listening to Ron, Merry Christmas, and thank you for all the years of friendship and support.
Well, then, you know what, Tony? I am so happy that you're able to do it because you are on an excruciating schedule. You know, I thought last year when you had a major birthday party that you would kind of slow down. Man, you are like the Energizer Bunny. You will make...
energize me, you know?
Well, you will make Tony Bennett look like a real slacker one of these days. You know that?
Well, he's 10 years older than me, at least.
Well, I think he's even older than that, but, you know...
Don't forget, I'm still 2 years younger than Paul McCartney, Rob.
Yes, and 2 years younger than the savior. So, I mean, you're really doing well. How is Franny, Jenny Rose, John doing?
My daughter's fine. My wife, Franny's fine. My son, John, is great. All of them are great. We're having a wonderful time out here on the road. It was a tough schedule. I'll give you an example. So we flew from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to Sands Casino. We did 12 shows, the Christmas show. We flew then to South Carolina, did the show the very next day after 12 in a row. Got on the plane back again to North Dakota. Went to North Dakota, did the Christmas show, got back on the plane and flew back from North Dakota to Florida where I am right now. That's just crazy.
Yeah, and now, wait, it doesn't stop here, ladies and gentlemen, because then he goes to Atlantic City on December 31st, close to his New York roots, and then you're going to be in Florida for 3 weeks. You're going to be all over the place. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think this is one of the most excruciating and fun-filled tours that you've been on in a couple of years.
Well, no, you know, honestly, I do about 135 dates a year every year. And what makes it look worse to you, being my friend, is that this year they're clumped together in that December period to the point where you go, what?
Yeah.
And then you look and see, and then yeah. But that's because the Christmas show has been so accepted. For instance, I'm right now as I speak to you, I'm at the Villages.
Yes.
And we've sold out 2 shows.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just, it's amazing to me. I think the country wants to feel good. We've gone through such hell.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a sense of fear. I think something good for 2 hours, like this Christmas show that we've done for 24 years. You know, this is the longest running Christmas show, maybe other than Nutcracker, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I mean, 24 years is a long time to run a show.
It sure is.
And it's every time we've done it, as you know, it started in Branson and then went to Vegas, and then now it's on the road. As you know, you were there in the very beginning with Claudia and your wife Claudia, and sent her my love, by the way, and hugs, and to your kids. I love them all. But you know that show has always had a response that's positive. But this year, Ron, I'm telling you, I can't tell you, the people's reaction is different. And it's become a kind of a focus group on where the country feels about where we are.
Mm-hmm.
In this war with ISIS and everything that happened in San Bernardino, et cetera, in France. And I think people need something to feel good about. One of the things we should never do is remove Christmas from that list.
Right.
From our Christmas list.
Yeah.
Because can you think of a better feel time period in life than Christmas?
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't care if you have a Hanukkah tree in your house. Hanukkah and Christmas are two of the most important joyful times a year.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas. You should never, ever walk away from those in any way. And I think people are standing up for that.
I don't know if I've ever told you this before. I think I did, though. But a couple of years back, I brought my oldest brother to one of your shows. I think it was in Lakeland. It was the Christmas show. And
right.
He was always the kind of guy that, you know, Christmas music, he didn't want to listen to it because it made him sad, you know, he just didn't want to be a part of it. So I take him to see Tony's show, and I look over to him as Tony's going through this great, great show, and I really mean it. I get the chills just talking about it, and I see a tear running down his cheek. Now, the last time, I can't remember the last time I saw it, maybe when my mother or father passed away, but I see this tear. So we go backstage afterwards, we're talking to Tony, and he comes up to Tony after I introduce him to him, and he says, you know, you're the only man that has ever made me cry. And crying,
oh my gosh,
tears of happiness and being sentimental, I never saw that before. And you got that out of him. And you didn't even know him at the time.
Well, maybe he was crying because I had a horse throat or something.
No, no. Don't do that. Now, I love, as you know, because we've been friends for a million years, I was so happy when you came out with Tony Orlando and Dawn at Christmas Reunion. And, of course, you know I love Christmas in New York because I love that ending that you produced. But this is
right.
Such a great CD, and it's so Tony Orlando and Dawn.
And, you know, it's never been for sale. You know that, right?
I know that, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
That's the sad thing about the best work the girls and I have ever done in 2008 with Michael Lombardi. And he called us up and said, will you come in and do a Christmas album? Because we never have one. So we did it, and we did it as an R2 video thing. We're going to sell both the video of the old show and that, and it never happened. And so that you have one of the rarest copies. Now, I do see on Amazon sometimes, I think there's some pirated stuff that's been put out there from it. So if anybody wants it, it's there. It's or on my website, TonyLando.com. We'll send it to you. We have a few left. But to be honest with you, it's the best work we ever did, Ronnie, and that's the truth.
And the pictures are great. You always said that you wanted a non-touched-up picture of what you look like and the girls look like. It's great. I'm going to tell you a real story. I was just coming back from Pennsylvania on a road trip a couple of weeks ago, and I'm listening to the radio because I like the Christmas music. And I told my wife, Claudia, I said, you know, I don't hear some artists that I really enjoy like Tony. You know, I hear 47 versions of Holly Jolly Christmas and Burl Ives, but I never hear this. I've never done this before, okay? The radio station gave a number, you know, a call in for, you know, a charity or something. I pull over to the side of the street. I call the radio station. Now, Tony, I have never done this in my life, okay? And I've been in radio for 53 years. And I said, and I told him my name. I said, it didn't make any difference. I said, let me ask you a question. You play Burl Ives, you play Nat King Cole, you play Bing Crosby, you play all these people. Why aren't you playing a Christmas reunion with Tony Orlando and Don? And he says, I don't know. I said, well, look into it, because I'm listening and I want to hear it. I think I shocked the guy. I got in the car, my wife said, I'd never see you do that before. I said, I was hot. They weren't playing my pal's songs.
That's nice. Thank
you. True story.
Well, you know, I was just at Sirius Radio, and we did about an hour's piece on the Christmas station on their Christmas channel, and they are playing some of that stuff now, and some of my favorite cuts, you know, Christmas recordings, you know. So I thank you for that, and hopefully someday it'll find a market out there for us. But I got to tell you, I'm very proud of that album. It's one of the few albums I've ever done myself, but I listen to. I don't like to listen to myself. You know, anybody out there ever record themselves and they go, that's me?
Yeah.
I sound terrible. Well, that's what I feel like too. When I was like, even Yellow Ribbon and all that stuff, I go, my gosh, I could have done better than that. Well, this album is the only album I actually play as though it was somebody else's album.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird, because Michael Omardian captured Thelma Joyce and I to a degree that Thelma will call me and say, are you playing the Christmas album this year at the house? I am. You know, we really love it, the three of us do, you know. And by the way, we still remain friends and call each other all the time.
It's a great album. Tony, can you stay with us just a little bit longer?
Sure.
Tony Orlando, and he's talking about Christmas time. His CD is right in my hand. You got to find it someplace. It's great. Tony Orlando and Donna, Christmas Reunion. And Tony Orlando and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters?
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Well, it is back for a thrilling third season, Monday at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time on the Discovery Channel. It's People Magazine Investigates. And joining us right now is People Magazine Senior Editor, Alicia Dennis. Hi, Alicia. Welcome back to the show and congratulations on season number 3.
Thanks so much. It's great to be on the show and I'm so glad you're watching it. We're really excited about our third season.
I love these kind of shows where they take actual footage, a little bit of Hollywood in there with some reenactments and interviews. It's done very, very well. And this one coming up is one that took place in Louisiana, right? Somebody's watching.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Somebody's watching. It's the story of Nanette Crentel. She's a woman who was married to the local fire chief, Steve Crentel. And one day, Steve gets a call at the fire station. He thinks someone's playing a cruel joke on him that his house is on fire. And by the time they get there, the entire property has been completely demolished, and Nanette had been inside. Initially, people thought that it was a tragic accident, but a few days after her body was found, they discovered that she had been shot in the head. And so, however this fire was started, it was covering up a murder.
You know, it always kind of bewilders me why people who do that do not think eventually, especially with a shot in the head, that it's not going to be found. I mean, in an autopsy, I mean, bones and everything else, people just, I guess, they don't think, why would you think if you're a murderer, right?
That's right. And I think that so much evidence does get destroyed in a fire that whoever is responsible was thinking that there would be no way to trace or catch them. But let's not let that be the case. We're continuing to push in, and the police are looking really, really carefully into every possible scenario in the hopes that they'll be able to make sure that they can figure out what happened to Nanette.
Now, Alicia, I'm sure it's not very couth if I turn around and say, how did this thing end up, right? This whole idea is to whet everybody's appetite.
That's right. You need to watch the show. I think that one thing that we do well is tell these stories through the eyes of the people that are experiencing them. So you're going to hear not only from the police and the reporters that worked on this case, but you're going to hear from family members. You're going to hear from Steve, her husband. You're going to hear from a lot of people inside of this story. And I think it gives viewers just a fuller picture of it.
Did they have any children?
They had a child. He had a child from a previous relationship, and so she was a stepmom.
Okay. Now, how far back do you go with these stories? I mean, do you go back to the 80s, 70s, or do you keep it kind of what's in the headline now?
That's such a good question. We try to make sure that we have a combination of all those things. So we have cases that could be in the news right now, and then we also have cases as far back as we have an episode this season about Charles Manson and those murders. And I think what's interesting is that everybody's heard about those. People feel like they know about them, but but there are several open investigations that are connected to Charles Manson and his followers that we are going to be exposing and talking about in one of our episodes.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every time somebody mentions or does a story, because Lise Wheel has a book out right now, who used to be on Fox, anytime the name Charles Manson comes into place, regardless of how many things have been done about him, people are attracted to it. You know, I mean, because it's such a bizarre situation and was so big in the headlines, I don't think that the story will ever die.
Yeah, you're completely right. You know, you make such a good point. It's next year will be 50 years since this happened.
Right.
And just the fury and the horror of the murders, the fact that Manson was able to seduce a group of young people to follow him and believe him and not ask any questions, all those different elements, I think, compel and intrigue people even today and make people ask, how in the world could that have happened?
Alicia, do you go out and seek these stories or have people send them in to you?
On. We have a big crime team. We have the best journalists in the business. I know I'm biased, but it's really true. And we spend a lot of time looking at cases all around the country. We're looking at cases, you know, in small towns, big cities, and we spend a lot of time debating those cases and talking about the intrigue within them to decide which ones we should make into episodes.
Now, this is a one-hour presentation, and it's a 15-episode season. Do you have all the stories for the next season already done?
For season four, which we haven't gotten yet, we have a big list of stories that we would like to do. For season three that you're about to watch now, we are wrapping up and finalizing the last ones of those 15 episodes. Once we start airing, you can start watching for us every Monday for a new episode.
I love these stories that you do the reenactment. I don't know if people realize as they watch TV that there goes a lot into the reenactment. I mean, it's almost like making a motion picture done so realistically. Air Disasters does that too on the Smithsonian, that the reenactment is like a feature film.
Yeah, it's really a complicated thing because we're trying to tell these stories in a very realistic way. And the reenactment part, I think, just adds to drawing people into being able to see that story and feel it and watch it unfolding, but at the same time not taking away from the journalistic value of each one of these cases. So I think we've done a really good job with something that's kind of tricky, because you're right, it's almost like a mini film with inside each episode.
And you do a great job with it, too. Now, the show is really successful. People Magazine Investigates. It's on the Investigation Discovery Channel, going into its third season starting Monday. This has been a top five show at the network since, the entire 2018. And, you know, with all the stuff that's available on cable, that is an astronomical accomplishment.
Well, thank you so much. We feel really proud of it. There's a lot of people that are interested in true crime, a lot of people that have gone into this particular avenue and this genre. And I feel like with our combination of, you know, the journalists that work really hard on these stories and Investigation Discovery, which is, you know, just the network where people go for crime, it's a really good partnership.
And I think that going for crime is meant on a basis of wanting to see how it's done, certainly not wanting to promote crime by no means.
Exactly. Yeah. Report crime, don't commit it.
Yeah, there you go. There
exactly.
You go.
There you go.
Alicia, I wish you a lot of luck with the new season. As we mentioned before, it's Monday. It's on 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on the Investigation Discovery Channel. It's called People Magazine Investigates. And how long have you been with the senior editor position with the People Magazine, Alicia?
I've been in that position about 4 years. I've worked for People Magazine for about 11, and almost every section that we have telling stories in, you know, TV and movies and all over the place. And it's been in crime, really, that we've delved into creating this show and really trying to make sure that we have enough for all these episodes. But, yeah, I've been here a little while.
Well, that's great. Well, Alicia, you're a great guest and a terrific talent. And please join us again soon, okay? And we'll be watching the third season for the show People Magazine Investigates on the Investigation Discovery Channel at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on Investigation Discovery. Thanks, Alicia. It's a pretty name, too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I can't wait till the next time.
Great. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. The president, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers could be called back into session at any time. But for now, the Senate has adjourned without an agreement to end the partial government shutdown. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer tells CNN, $5 billion is too much for the wall, and he quoted President Trump's next chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
We think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Well, if you're a fan of late-night television, that music certainly is not strange to you. That was the music that opened up 30 years of the Late Night Show with David Letterman. Joining us right now is a gentleman who's the author of a book called The Last Days of Letterman, The Final 6 Weeks. Joining us right now is Scott Ryan. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
You know, this is a fascinating book over a gentleman who in real life was a very private person, and like his mentor and all of our mentors for that fact in this business, Johnny Carson. Johnny never wrote a book about himself. He let other people do that. And David apparently didn't have that ambition to do that either. He wanted an outside view. He's never written about himself, has he not?
No, he has not, and I would be really shocked if he ever did. Yeah. I would be floored.
When you interviewed all the people for this book, and you interviewed a ton of them, a lot of them, you know, the employees of the show, directors, writers, producers, were they reluctant to talk about it?
They were very reluctant. In fact, one of my favorite things that happened is I started an interview with Sheila Rogers, who was the booking agent, and the first thing she said to me was, "I'm regretting this already."
Really?
I thought, oh, wow, this will be fun. But what was great is by the end of the hour, she thanked me for making her talk. And I think it helped them process the legacy that they did. And they don't know that they have this legacy.
Sure. How come she was reluctant? I mean, did she say things that she thought would tick them off, or was it complimentary?
Well, she hadn't said anything yet. That's the very first thing she said to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's because Dave has that self-depreciating thing about him that I think that's what they came to know.
Mm-hmm.
They really didn't appreciate what they had done, and I feel like, you know, and me asking questions and getting them to dig, they were sort of forced to realize, wow, we did something for 33 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. As I mentioned before, the name of the book is The Last Days of Letterman. The final 6 weeks you kind of focused on. And, you know, it's funny because usually those last few shows, and I think it was something like 28 telecasts that took part of that six-week period, it's always the very sentimental time. I know it was for Johnny and Ed on the Tonight Show. Give us a little bit of taste of what kind of tidbits was going on there, because obviously feelings were running high, emotions were running high.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they felt this burden that they had put upon themselves to live up to what Johnny Carson had done. I think that was the standard they were going for.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm sure you remember those last episodes of Carson, and I do.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal. And I honestly believe that the Letterman show topped it. I mean, they got the sitting president to come on the First Lady. And, you know, Johnny didn't get that. It's not like the late Bush went on during there. And that's a big deal to get a sitting president to come on a late show and bring, like, the president's own band to do a tribute to Dave. I think those things make it sort of eclipse, not that you have to compete with Johnny, but I do think, I mean, what's your opinion, having seen both?
I have a very distinct opinion. I think David, when you say he was in awe of Johnny, of course, everybody in this business is in awe of Johnny. I watch him every night on Antenna TV to this very day. And as I mentioned before, we went on the air, you know, Ed and I were partners and best friends. But I think that David, who I think wanted to be so much like Johnny, had a little bit more of an edge to him. Johnny had a kind of that Midwest thing going for him where he could get away with saying something and looking a certain way and be that innocent little kid if he wanted to, where David didn't do that. David had a little bit of an edge to him. I don't know how many times he would warm up to somebody as much as Johnny would.
But that is very true, and that also could be the time frame. One of the things really made me proud was that I got to interview Jim Mulholland and Mike Berry. They wrote for Johnny Carson since 1970.
Right.
And they went on to write for Letterman. And, I mean, these guys probably made me laugh more than anyone else on the planet when you think of the amount of jokes. I mean, they wrote jokes from 1970 to 2015. That's insane.
The only kind of person that has more jokes than a comedian like David Letterman or Johnny or whatever the case may be, they always say is a band leader in Las Vegas because he's played for enough warm-up acts to hear every joke there was. Scott, for example, Cher. Now, she was on one of the last shows. But on an earlier show, she was very uncomplimentary to Dave with a very snide remark. What made that change?
Well, I think time made that change. I think that's what happens. And, you know, she says something nasty to him back in the 80s, and it became iconic. I mean, Cher is a huge star, but that's what she's going to be remembered. Yeah. And so I think she wanted to come back. And, in fact, it was her contacting and saying, I want to be on The Last of Us Week. Now, it was so hard to book. They couldn't book her as a guest, so she just does a walk-on. That is the kind of legacy Letterman left, that someone like Cher wants to be sure she gets her goodbyes in.
The ultimate fangirl has been described as Sarah Jessica Parker. Why was that the case? I mean, she really went into an elongated multi-week farewell here that she spearheaded.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Sarah and Dave always had this connection going way back to when Dave was on NBC. And it was a good connection because they did flirt, but it never sort of got creepy or anything. It was sort of like a wholesome affection, kind of in a way, a lot of going back to Johnny when you think of Madonna coming on and sort of flirting, but not in, you know, a real strong way.
Right.
And she was really the first person, the first celebrity, Sarah Jessica, that didn't let Dave shirk off the compliments. She went on there to say how much Dave had meant to her and to America, and she tells him to just sit there and take it like a man, and then she compliments them.
Yeah.
And that sort of opened the floodgates for other guests, like Norm MacDonald or Amy Sedaris and other people to come on and share their feelings as well.
Have you heard from David since you wrote the book, Scott?
I keep telling him, leave me alone. I'm busy.
You sound like Rickles now.
No, I have not heard from Dave. I never asked for an interview. I was pretty certain he knew about the book because I was getting such access that I think had he wanted to shut it down, not shut it down, but, you know, stop people from talking, it probably could have happened. I did send him one through someone, but I never really was expecting to hear from him. To me, it's a Valentine to the people that worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see why maybe he wouldn't want to read it. Maybe he has. I don't know. I don't think there's anything in it that would upset him.
I can't believe that he didn't read it. I mean, everybody in this business is a narcissist. So good, better, and different. They're going to check in to see what it has. Came out last month, so, you know, it's early in the ball game. You still might get a call later on in the year. You never know that. It is a fascinating book, really, and I urge everybody to get it. It is very good reading. It's fun reading because, you know, you follow this guy for 33 years at Late Night, so much on top of the game there when he was following Johnny. And you went through some of the stuff too, that he went through when he didn't get The Tonight Show, which is a fascinating scenario. It's called The Last Days of Letterman, The Final 6 Weeks, as penned by our guest, Scott Ryan. Scott, I really appreciate you joining us. Good luck with this book. Do me a favor, come back, because you and I probably could talk for a million hours on this and other subjects regarding show business. So
make anytime a date. You want. Yeah, let's do it. I got nothing.
Do you ever get down to Orlando?
Actually, yes, I do. I go to Florida in April.
Really? Into the Orlando area?
Well, we stay in Sarasota, but it's not very far.
Well, no, it's not.
You go over to Orlando.
I will tell you that in addition to being in the radio and television business, I also perform with a 15-piece orchestra with a tribute to Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, and we will be in Sarasota in February. Let us know when you're in the area, and we'll have you back or here at the studio, or we'll break bread someplace in between and talk about David Letterman. How's that?
I would love it.
Let's do it. And congratulations again. The Last Days of Letterman, The Final 6 Weeks, as penned by Scott Ryan. Scott, thanks for joining us. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you. You too.
And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live all across the USA and around the world. And right now, we have somebody who's going to come to our rescue when it comes to the stress of the holiday season, which in my case started about a week ago. She's a lifestyle expert, founder of the Sumptuous Living blog. You have appeared in People Magazine, Huffington Post, on the Food Network. Joining us right now is our friend Mandy Landenfeld. Hi, Mandy. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you? Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk with you, too. And boy, when I say that you are needed now, I mean it. I mean, do you keep calm at the holidays? I mean, you're the pro at this. Do you keep...
I know. I have girlfriends who are always texting me, what can I do with this and that and this and that. So I am a lifeline for sure.
How do you survive the holidays, Mandy? I mean, what is it that you can do, whether it's party, shopping, whatever the case may be, to prepare you, I guess, for the holiday stress? You could probably market a survival kit if you wanted to, you know, Mandy?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, the holidays really are about spending time with family, not getting stuck in the kitchen, right? And this year, Boston Market is helping every family put some joy back on the table, done right, with meal options to suit any kind of a celebration, including they have an incredible meal. The whole roasted turkey meal for 12 people is only $119.99,
oh, man,
which is incredible because you're going to spend more than that at the grocery store if you try and make this on your own. You know, it's amazing. Fully cooked, all you have to do is pick it up chilled at your local Boston Market, or you can even go to bostonmarket.com to have it shipped directly to you, which is amazing, and then just reheat it and serve on the holiday.
How far in advance do you have to order it, Mandy?
They have different delivery options throughout the bostonmarket.com website, so just go and hop on there and see what your timeline is.
I don't know why everyone doesn't do that. I tell my wife, I said, you know, you work really, really hard. Then you have the meal, which takes about 20 minutes to mow through. Then you work really, really hard to clean up. And you're beat, you're tired, you're aggravated, you're mad. It doesn't make sense. If I was in charge of this household, of which I'm not, I might add, Mandy, I would just do what you just said. And you know what's nice about that is that Boston Market, it's not like you went to a corner grocery store and just bought something frozen. You could really fool somebody into thinking that you made this.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's Boston Market. The quality is incredible, and we all know what everyone's going to swoon over, and everyone's going to be thrilled with the flavors. And, you know, if you think about all the menu planning, if you think about the shopping, if you think about the time to cook it, the time to, you know, clean it up, that's all time that you could give back to your family and have time together. So it's a perfect solution.
And I go back to the fact that it doesn't look like it was prepared by someone other than yourself, who a lot of people that way, because it does present that kind of I did it myself in the kitchen routine. What about some suggestions for beverages? Okay, now I don't know if Boston Market supplies the kind of beverages I'm kind of talking about here right now.
Cocktail queen, so I am very, I'm always excited to talk about this subject.
You're the cocktail queen. That's great.
I am the cocktail queen, Ron.
Oh.
So back in time for the holidays is Smirnoff's holiday limited time only favorite is Smirnoff Peppermint Twist. It's a fun, festive, affordable must-have for any holiday party. And then they also have this delicious signature Smirnoff number 21 vodka. You can never go wrong with that. It's made in America, 10 times filtered, gluten-free, made from non-GMO corn, and if you combine the two of them, you can make a delicious Jolly Peppermint Java cocktail, or even add the Smirnoff Peppermint Twist to a cup of hot cocoa in front of the fireplace, or enjoy it as a chilled shot.
I think I'm in love with you. Wow, does that sound good, Smirnoff? Oh, man. Now, what about desserts? Because, you know, everybody wants the dessert. And you know what? Sometimes desserts can be boring, you know? I mean, because it's the same old, same old.
I think we think about desserts during the holidays because it invokes that sense of smell. And so many memories are linked to our sense of smell, even more so than any of our other senses. And adding fragrance to your house this holiday season can add personality and character. And Airwick seasonal scents like pumpkin spice, winter wonderland, or Mary Cherry Holiday are all made with natural essential oils and set the mood instantaneously and draw the guests in, making them feel warm and welcome during the holidays. You just pop them into your scented oil warmer or into your plug-in scented oils, but they also have a brand new system that is an essential mist. It's first of its kind to release time bursts of natural essential oils so that your house has that gorgeous seasonal fragrance again and again as the night goes on.
Part of the charisma of the holidays is that smell thing going. Now, you talk about even clothing. A lot of people, I go over to their house and they look like they're just ready to go out on the North 40 and fix the fence. I'm kind of a clothes horse. So what do you do is be kind of cool for the holidays without overdressing so you don't embarrass all the other people at the party?
Well, I think it's important to look comfortable, look casual, look like you're ready to welcome friends and family, but maybe a little glitz. You know, you might have a big chunky sweater, but add some kind of bling so that you look festive. The whole point of the holidays is to have a little sparkle to you, you know?
You know, I remember you telling me about a goal that your family's had, a tradition of hijacking one child and going on a super secret trip with them. Tell us about that. I find that fascinating from the last time we talked, Mandy.
Well, I think the last time we talked, I was about to take my last one on his trip, and we did that. I snuck him off. So we have a tradition that when you turn 10, you get snatched in the best way possible by one parent and taken off on a super secret trip where you spend 5 or 6 days one-on-one with the parent getting to be king of the castle. And so I just took my last kid, thank goodness it's our last super secret trip, but took our last kid to San Diego, and we went he did surfing lessons. We did sea kayaking and snorkeling in caves, and it was just the most amazing trip. It was awesome. But thankfully, it's the last trip I have to plan.
Well, maybe you can have more children and then go on more trips.
No.
You know, I'm still a child at heart, Mandy, so if you want to take me on a trip, or your husband, you know, so everything's above table, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's right.
Well, are we missing anything from what we wanted to talk about today? Because, again, this is a very important time of the year, but is it important for the people who are entertaining as the goal is to entertain others?
Well, I think also to remember that it is a family endeavor, and if someone is smart enough or kind enough to offer to bring something, you be smart enough to say yes, thank you,
yes,
and let them help out. You don't have to do everything yourself. And then also just make sure everyone has the opportunity to pitch in and chat, because quite frankly, even if it's just doing the dishes, we all know the best conversations happen in the kitchen. So just take that time to enjoy each other's company and make the season the best ever. If anyone wants more information, they can head over to tipsontv.com, and don't forget to hit up sumptuousliving.net for all of those ideal holiday recipes and really great entertaining advice.
Now, I don't want to give away any secrets, but you live in Atlanta. That's not that far of a flight from Orlando, so I'm going to come up there right between Christmas and New Year's and check out that dessert that you have, that beverage with the Smirnoff. That sounds like a winner to me.
Perfect. Look forward to seeing you. Perfect. Come on up, baby.
Come on up, baby. Mandy, I enjoy when you're here. You're always welcome.
Perfect, Ron. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Mandy. Mandy Landenfeld has been our guest, lifestyle expert and founder of Sumptuous Living Blog. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With addiction or alcohol problems, if you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel
like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgwick today on this week of Christmas. Want to thank our guests for joining us this first hour, and they include my buddy Tony Orlando, author Scott Ryan, and Mandy Landenfeld. Next hour, the very lovely and talented Dina Martin going to share some Christmas music. Then we're going to reminisce about Christmases Gone By with Cyndi Lauper and comedian Kevin Nealon, Claudia Lombana. And she's got some very interesting news. She says it pays to do last-minute shopping if you've got the nerve. And that's all coming up next hour. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, will be Dina Martin.